flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Keith, you're ready to fix the Patriots?
Of course I'm ready to fix the Patriots.
You got to get up pretty early to fix the Patriots, but I'm ready.
You do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, one way to fix them would be potentially hiring Mike Vrabel. Orlovsky very cryptic about that yesterday on McAfee.
Really was.
Dropping hints.
Mike Vrabel.
It's not the first time he's done that, although it was about a year ago where he was dropping significant hints about where Bill was going to wind up.
Yeah, and I don't think he had North Carolina 2 years later.
I don't think he had the media or
North
Carolina.
I don't think he was close. No, he was a big old swing and a miss.
So I don't know, you know, how sourced Dan Orlovsky was. Yeah. But being cagey, okay, Mike Vrabel knows where he's going to wind up. He'll be coaching football next year. Good. Not exactly going out on a limb.
Yep.
So that'd be one way to fix the Patriots. And we're going to give you our detailed.
Yes.
Perhaps light on details. I don't even know.
TBD.
I don't know what your plan is.
I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants.
I have my own plan for fixing the Patriots.
I got a plan.
And we want yours as well. 617-779-7937. The Patriots are a mess. How do you fix them? Open-ended. Fix them however you want. Free agency draft, firing people, hiring people, signing people.
It's up to you.
How are you fixing the Patriots?
We can play pretend, and we can fix the Patriots.
Carte blanche for you. Yeah. 617-779-7937. That's how you dial us up and text us today on Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. I'm sure some good suggestions for how to fix the Patriots.
No doubt.
We'll be popping up there. And you can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI and watch along there. So we were kicking around the idea yesterday, Keith, of maybe a...
Patriots are broke. They need to be fixed.
Well, like a 3-point plan, a 5-point plan.
20-point plan. How many points do you need for this plan?
It turns out we were like, boy, 3 is not enough.
3 is a little light on. You might get to 5 wins.
You can't fix the Patriots with a 3-point plan.
No.
5-point plan. I don't know. You might need more. And so, Keith, I think you had the brilliant idea.
Yeah, because I can get a lot done in a minute, Jones. I figured... Let's fix the Patriots in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
You get 60 seconds,
uh-huh.
Start the clock, and fire off as many ways to fix and change the Patriots so they're better suited for 2025 and beyond. And I say we encourage the callers as well. Now, maybe we start with 30 seconds.
Hang on.
I don't know. Maybe it's great. We keep them going.
We're giving you and I
60 seconds.
The callers are not all getting 60 seconds to fix the Patriots.
What if they're amazing? I say we start with 30.
No, you might. Let's start with...
This is like an old You Done Son. For those that listened to the show years ago on the other station that Jones and I were on, we would do You Done Son, and people would come on, and then we'd blow them up, and that was it.
It was right after the Dong Report and right before Area 98.5.
Correct.
It was sandwiched right in there.
It was right in that sweet spot.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So if you have a plan, but we'll start with 30 seconds. 30 seconds, give us your best pitches. But Jones and I, because it is our show, we'll each do 1 minute.
Yeah.
1 minute.
And sometimes
you
might not even need the whole minute, Keith. You might even have a little time left over.
That's all right.
Do with that what you want.
Wipe away the tears.
So who's starting here today?
We have a clock.
You going
do we have
first?
A clock and a horn and all that stuff?
All right.
Ready to go.
We are putting Keith on the clock.
Do you want me to go first? This
yes.
is how I'm gonna fix the Patriots in 60 seconds.
1 minute. 60 seconds okay. to fix the New England Patriots okay. because 3 points is not enough.
That's
five
not.
Points is not enough.
All right.
You got a whole minute. Put them on the clock, Nick.
All right, here we go. This time I'm going to fix the Patriots. First thing I do is I apologize to the fans. I say, fans, we are sorry that you've had to watch this product for the last 5 years. Next thing I do, I offer Gerard Mayo a very nice severance package. I say, you're done. We made a huge mistake. You are relieved of your duties. I hire Ben Johnson. How do I do that? I spend a ton of money
nice.
On Ben Johnson. So he is now my head coach and my de facto offensive coordinator. With the third pick in the draft, I'm taking Travis Hunter. This team needs star power, Jones. You get it with a Heisman Trophy winner who plays both sides of the ball. You put him as your number two wide receiver because I'm throwing the bag at T. Higgins. I'm also going to trade back into the first round and draft the BHA. Best hoss available. Whoever that is, I'm grabbing him, throwing him on my offensive line. So I'm going to have two first-round picks, Travis Hunter, best hoss available. I'm signing T. Higgins. I'm letting Ben Johnson run the team. Keep Van Pelt if you want. Ben Johnson can hire any defensive coordinator he wants. I'm getting rid of Covington as well. And that's how you fix the Pats in 60 seconds.
I'm sorry, that last point was you're going to fire Covington as well? Is that
that's right, to the moon. What do you think? That's a 10-win team.
Okay, so you got
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter.
T. Higgins. Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson calling the plays.
Best hoss available.
BHA. I like that. I'm going to tell you, our plans
That's a good plan. I'm keeping Van Pelt if you want for some continuity. I'm getting rid of Covington. Now, I don't have a specific...
Are you keeping Elliott Wolf? It sounds like Elliott Wolf survived in there.
Yeah, but kind of Elliott Wolf, if he's doing all the moves that I'm advocating for... Then it's
fine. He's your puppet. You're pulling the strings. you're marionetting him around.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So Elliott Wolf
But that's
survived.
What I do. Elliott Wolf, for the time being, is there.
Okay.
But Ben Johnson, I didn't get into specifics, but he spent a lot of time in Miami, and then now he spent a lot of time in Detroit. So maybe he has a guy. So like when Raheem Morris took the job in Atlanta, he grabbed Zach Robinson immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So he worked with, I mean, on the other side of the ball, but like Vance Joseph, for example.
Yep,
like, could he get Vance Joseph? Maybe like whoever the number two behind Aaron Glenn is in Detroit, I would sort of leave that up to him because I want continuity between the head coach and the coordinators.
So no, I like that. Okay. I like that a lot.
So that's my plan. Should we get Jones on the clock here, Nick?
Yeah, let's hang on. I want to time myself as I go here. So, okay, Keith gave his plan. We want all your plans today. We want you to pick a plan as well. You know, it's kind of like
afterwards, yes,
open enrollment.
My plan versus your plan.
Open enrollment. You're going with the Jones plan or the Keith plan.
Yeah.
You know, one
my wife picked a higher plan for like the thing. And I'm like, wait, how much are we spending?
One
now?
Might be pricier than the other. That's true. I have a feeling this is going to be the pricier plan.
Your plan's pricier?
I think so.
I don't know. Ben Johnson's not going to be free. Neither is T. Higgins.
That's a good point.
All right.
I wasn't factoring in.
Let's get Jones
salary.
On the clock. He's going to fix the Patriots in 60 seconds.
Do it. Okay, here's my plan to fix the Patriots in a minute. I'm starting by firing Gerard Mayo the day after the season ends. I don't think you're getting Ben Johnson, so I'm going to pass on Mike Vrabel. I'm going to pass on Brian Flores. I am hiring Liam Cohen, Bucs offensive coordinator, as my head coach. He's going to call his own plays. Elliott Wolf, you done, son. I hire Ray Agnew, Lions assistant GM, as my GM. They drafted very, very well over the last few years. Like Keith, I'm firing DeMarcus Covington. I am hiring Jim Leonard, Broncos secondary coach as defensive coordinator. I love how the Broncos play defense. Here's what I'm doing for the roster. I'm trading a second-round pick for DK Metcalf. I'm trading down in the first round. I'm getting draft assets. I'm drafting my favorite wide receiver, Luther Burden, out of Missouri. I move back into the first round and take an offensive tackle, also known as best hoss available. I'm going to actually burn some cash. I'm going to sign left tackle Ronnie Stanley from the Ravens. I'm going to sign quarterback DJ Reed from the Jets, linebacker Nick Bolton from the Chiefs. I'm trading Kyle Duggar for a seventh-rounder, a best offer. I'm going to cut Vidarian Lowe. I'm firing Jalen Polk into the sun. I'm switching back to Pat Patriot uniforms. I'm never showing Robert and Jonathan on TV. Burning down the lighthouse.
Wow.
I want to build a Tom Brady statue.
Those are great ones at the end.
And Forrest Gonzalez to answer our questions.
And Arson.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, and Arson.
You're burning down the light tower?
Yeah, it's gone.
That's aggressive. But I don't hate it. I do love Pat Patriot. And I even thought about that. Kraft's not on TV anymore. Yeah. That's smart.
You're out.
You're not helping yourself.
No, stay off.
You're actually hurting yourself.
Stay off my screen.
That is pretty good. That is good. There's a lot of guys in there. Kyle Duggar, I thought about him just getting rid of him.
Seventh round or best available.
Best available.
Whatever.
Future seventh, fine.
Yeah, just put it on. It's like you put something out on your lawn and you're like, best offer.
I like future eighth because it's like we might expand the draft. And when we do, we'll take your eighth. But yeah, Kyle Duggar, not for me, thanks. So that's a good plan.
Jalen Polk's no longer on the team. Still on your team, I heard.
Really? No, you didn't hear that he was or wasn't.
Well, I fired him into the sun.
I added two receivers, though, so he's sliding way down there.
He's down there. You're giving him another shot. Okay. So again, the Keith plan is T. Higgins, Travis Hunter. It is best Haas available. You got Ben Johnson as your head coach.
That's right.
And a lot of money. I have two wide receivers, Metcalf and a rookie, Luther Burden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm adding a couple offensive linemen, one in free agency, also a best Haas available.
BHA, let's get them.
Liam Cohen, Ray Agnew, Jim Leonard, subtracting some pieces
off the team. So is Van Pelt still here for you?
No, I should have said he's fired. I guess I thought that was implied with Cohen calling his own play.
Well, maybe Ben Johnson's calling the plays.
We could demote him to quarterback coach, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
offensive coordinator in name.
That's what I'm saying.
A quarterback coach. So I would allow for
that's
that.
That's what I got.
I'll allow for that.
All right.
Van Pelt taking too much flack these days.
That's right. He's probably going to be the one guy that's actually gone, and yet he's the one guy that Jones and I both have staying. So that shows you how different the real plan versus our plan is going to be.
I bled over a little bit in time, but I don't know how we're going to force Christian Gonzalez to answer our questions, but we're going to force
it. It's unlikely.
That's part of the agreement.
I don't think he's going to talk to us next year. Although, I don't know. Hunter Henry's been on this show every year since he's been here. So maybe he will be back.
That is true. Okay, so again, whose plan do you prefer? You can weigh in on this. Some plans are pricier than the other. It's kind of Patriots open enrollment. Fixing the Patriots in 60 seconds.
You've seen them. You've seen the plan. Liam Cohen, though, I'd be in favor of that.
So
that's a good one, too.
I bounced back and forth between what I think is very realistic and what I think is a bit of a stretch. So we'll take all your feedback on this. 617-779-7937. All your plans for the Patriots. Let's fix them. Let's stop talking
fix
about how broken
Pats.
They are. Fix the Pats.
You can do it. I can do it. We can do it. Fix the Pats.
Let's see. Travis Hunter is mid. Is
mid.
What you get there. Yeah.
So I understand some of the Travis Hunter backlash. Then I started watching a lot more of them. So last year I watched Colorado a ton. This year I watched less of them for whatever reason. But then going through it, and then he wins the Heisman. So admittedly I'm seeing a lot of highlights, but he's nasty. But one of the points I'm bringing him in is the star power dynamic. Like, this team is bad. And it's just Drake May, and I guess Gonzo. So, there's no, you want more guys that, kids are going to buy the jerseys and are going to be, must-see TV, and, the entertainment value, I think, goes up when you have somebody like Travis Hunter. And especially if you have a new coaching staff, maybe they would better deploy him. Maybe Ben Johnson, for example, would best utilize Travis Hunter, where he's not playing 100% offense, 100% defense, but he's playing enough. He's still going to be, in my opinion, the first, real two-way player. Because even Deion barely played wide out.
No, it's true.
You
Charles
know,
Woodson.
Barely played wide
yeah,
out.
Yeah, Champ Bailey.
The Patriots guys for a stretch
Marcus
actually
Jones.
Did it more.
Yeah.
No, Edelman and Slater.
Brown.
Troy Brown. Yeah, Troy Brown, good one. Those guys actually did it more, but they didn't get the fanfare that some of those other guys did. I think you can do that with Hunter, and especially if he's not your number one receiver. That's a lot. If he's your number one or your number two corner, on this team,
he
could be your number two for both.
Yeah.
I think that would be I've talked myself into him, especially because I don't know, especially if the quarterbacks go 1-2, you really are I don't know how much you're going to get for the number three pick, so I would rather just stay on the board there.
Okay. More feedback here. Josh in the chat, Keith, says you got a spit take from me for the BHA, the best Haas available.
I don't know who that is right now, but if you get back into the 15, right? You use a guy three, then BHA.
Both of our plans, we wormed out of actually naming who that was. We're just I don't know, late first round.
I don't know.
Find an offensive line.
It'll also change between now and the draft. There's going to be some guy that crushes the Senior Bowl, crushes the combine, is going to fly up the board. I'll take him.
I need to do the full scouting process.
I haven't been to the Reese's Senior Bowl yet.
Yeah, J.C. Latham wasn't a top 10 pick at this time last
year.
Thank you.
My guy, Ali Marpet from Hobart.
He's going to rock it up
the
board.
He was off the board. Next thing you know, second round pick. Super Bowl champion, Ali Marpet.
Okay, Keith's plan, but swap out Higgins for Metcalf. We talked about this yesterday. Higgins is just money.
Yeah.
Metcalf costs you, in my scenario, second round pick. You'd rather pay Higgins the money than give up the second rounder.
Because I would, in a vacuum, prefer Metcalf to Higgins. Depending on how deep the draft is at offensive line, I would either take a guy in the second round or I'd use my second round pick to move up and draft the guy there. That's why I'd rather just have Higgins. Even though I'm with you, I think overall Metcalf is better. But give me T. Higgins and an opportunity to be a true number one on a team, which I think he can be.
Okay. People, I love this Fix the Pats in 60 Seconds segment.
Yep.
Ray Agnew as in former Patriots defensive line. Yes. Ray Agnew in former Patriots. He is the assistant GM in Detroit.
Which is a great call. And, you know, you wonder if Ben Johnson, that's the other thing about bringing over, in my scenario, Ben Johnson, is how many Detroit guys come with him?
Probably so many.
Probably a few.
Yeah.
And then maybe even some of the players. I didn't look into who the Lions free agents are, but maybe some of those guys would want to play with Ben Johnson. And, you know, all they've done is draft Pro Bowlers. Remember that graphic that came out over the last 5-10 years or whatever it is? Like 20% of their draft picks have been Pro Bowlers?
And so I just think this is important. The Patriots need to get away from, and this is why I think the more we talk it through, maybe a month ago I was kind of in on Vrabel. I know Tom Curran is saying recently that Vrabel would be interested in this job.
Yeah.
Let me get the exact wording if I can.
Yeah, basically, like if it was offered to him, he'd be interested.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Pretty good.
You know?
Because I wondered if maybe he would say you didn't.
Vrabel would be interested in coaching the Patriots, Tom Curran said last night at NBC Sports Boston. So about a month ago, I was like, man, I kind of want a guy who's run his own show. I want someone who knows what it takes and they're not a complete shock to the system. But I don't want anybody with any Bill tie-ins. Yeah. And really, I think I'm ready for a mostly clean break from the Patriots heyday. I think I'm ready for that. I don't need Vrabel, who was an ex-player. I don't need Brian Flores, who was a defensive coordinator here under Bill. I think they're both very qualified.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need either one. Ray Agnew, I guess, technically has a Patriots tie. Mm-hmm. Liam Cohen is a local guy, but I'm not bringing in either one for that reason. I'm bringing in, I want to associate with talented organizations, successful organizations, as many guys from like the McVay tree or the Lions. I want to be doing that.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. And the Vrabel thing's interesting because I saw somebody point out, and I thought this way yesterday, then I changed my mind. So basically, he got passed over last year by the Patriots for Mayo. So people were saying, wouldn't Vrabel be like, hey, you didn't hire me last year, so, you know, why would I come now? I think there's an easy out if you're Kraft. You could say, look, we saw you dominating in Tennessee. We never thought you were going to leave Tennessee. And then we put into Mayo's contract that he was going to be the next coach. So had we known you were going to be available, we would have taken you.
We
assumed you were going to be in Tennessee for 15 years.
That is a good out.
That's how you could spin it.
That is a good potential out. Here's a good text, 617-779-7937. Higgins may not just be money. They could franchise him to trade him. I hadn't considered that. They franchised him a year ago. I think if they're franchising him, they're doing it to run it back one more year, right?
Yeah. I guess that's
would you do that?
Possible.
Would you trade for him if you were franchised? Then you still got to pay him.
Well, now you got to figure out, all right, what's the trade for the other guys? Like, how much is it the same for, like, Metcalf or
is there anybody
Debo?
Else you like? Metcalf, Debo,
A.J. Brown, if it gets dicey?
Good one.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe Jalen Waddle. He's played better down the stretch. Garrett Wilson supposedly going to demand a trade.
Yep.
Who knows if they trade him in the division. Same with Waddle, I guess.
Pivot to sign Chris Godwin.
You could sign Godwin.
Yeah,
he's coming off the injury. I have no idea.
Okay.
That's scary to me, though.
Yeah, it is.
Because he's been dinged up a couple of times now in the past few years. Okay, we gave you our plans to fix the Patriots. In 67, very tidy. Very tidy plans to fix the Patriots.
That's good.
Though more than a 3 or a 5-point plan, because that's not going to get it
done. There was a lot in there. So as long as, you know, as quick as you can talk, we're open to it.
We want all your plans to fix the Patriots. Again, 617-779-7937. We won't be all Patriots here today. It's a Celtics Wednesday. We have thoughts on the Celtics. We have thoughts on the NBA Cup. We have thoughts on fixing the NBA. We're not just fixing the Patriots.
Fix everything.
We're fixing the NBA. We're fixing stuff
Mr.
today.
Mr. Fix It.
On Jones and Keefe. But we will get to the Celtics. Some Red Sox off-season thoughts as well. Where have the activity gone? Where has the activity gone, rather?
Is it over?
In Major League Baseball.
Is it done?
It certainly feels that way. Plus, Kirk Cousins benched in Atlanta. Do we now have proof you shouldn't sit your rookie quarterback? And the Patriots made a mistake with sitting theirs. We'll do that right after trending with Billy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance.
On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ian Rappaport on the Falcons' decision to bench Kirk Cousins and go to Michael Penix. This would have been one way to fix the Patriots this past year. Just play your rookie right away. Don't mess around with a veteran in the meantime.
Yeah, I should have mentioned Drake May will start week one next year in my plan. The plan is for him to start every game next year. Yeah.
It's true. So I want to get into this. We can do it coming up because I want some of your Patriots plans, how to fix the Patriots. Keith and I both did it in a minute. Ish.
Right.
I went a little over.
Yeah, a little bit.
But we were right around it. And we already have our solutions for fixing the Pats. You can jump in with yours, 617-779-7937. We'll get to another rookie quarterback getting in. And what this rookie quarterback class tells us about starting your rookie right away.
Yeah.
I think the evidence is pretty overwhelming. No reason to mess around with it. Play your guy week one. Keith, recap as best you can off the top of your head your plan real quick.
Ben Johnson, head coach. T. Higgins, a lot of money. Draft Travis Hunter, trade back into the first round, and get best Haas available to start at left tackle.
Good plan.
DeMarcus Covington also gone. Let Ben Johnson, whatever connection he has with the former defensive guy that he thinks is ready to call the defense, have him do that.
Okay, so I have a new coach, Liam Cohen,
yep.
New GM, Ray Agnew, blowing out Elliott Wolf, mm-hmm. New defensive coordinator, secondary coach, Jim Leonard. You might remember him playing for the Jets back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I have, a bunch of free agents signed, Ronnie Stanley, Nick Bolton, DJ Reed. They're going to have to actually burn cash. I have them trading for Metcalf, drafting receiver Luther Burden in the first round, trading back up for a best toss available.
Oh, yeah.
But the way to streamline it is whole new regime, two receivers, two tackles, impact players on defense.
That's it.
That's the plan.
That's
so you can vote at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI. If you missed our plan earlier, the full detailed plan.
Get in there.
Those are up on social media. There's also a poll question. Brian put that together. You can vote there. We will get to Michael Penix getting the start in a moment. Let's hear some Patriots plans, shall we? Let's start with our good pal Josh in Nashville. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Jonesy and Keith. I really like Keith's plan there.
Thank you.
Click. Go. What up, Jonesy?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Josh. You like Keith's plan? Why?
Just because, I feel like, well, it's also what you said too, Jonesy. Like you got to go away from some of these guys who have been around Belichick, like Ben Johnson, like Cohen, like you said too, Jones. Like you got to get a new coach in here, blow Mayo out of here. Like I was a fan of him coming in before the season, but not anymore, man. And
I was okay with Mayo. I didn't want to be the coach. I had nothing against Gerard Mayo when they brought him in. I just thought they could have done a lot better. And I didn't want any ties to Bill. We get texts like this, 617-779-7937. Yeah, Jones, the Patriots connection was unsuccessful for 20 years. Stop it. Vrabel took the best of Bill and brought in a younger version of the Tennessee program. Blah, 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 blah. There was one key constant where it was successful for 20 years, and then it nosedived the second that person left. It was Brady. And Bill's plan has never worked anywhere else. You could say Vrabel had some mild success.
I don't even
if
include
you
even him.
Count him as a Bill guy. Thank
I personally
you.
Don't. I look at all the other guys.
I do.
Okay. But then that's 1 for 8 or whatever.
Thank you. Yeah. Even still, it's overwhelmingly unsuccessful when it goes somewhere else. It wasn't Bill's system and the Patriots system. It was maybe some of Bill and a lot of Brady.
No, Gerard Mayo, and I said this at the time of the hiring, nothing to do with his personality, but he to me was the worst case hire. I didn't want a Bill guy and I didn't want a defensive guy. So you literally went with a guy who played for and coached with Bill and is a defensive guy, and not even necessarily a defensive genius because he never even called plays or anything like that. I want an offensive guy that has never met Bill. So they went in the complete opposite direction.
It was the best way to say it. I heard you say this in real time when you first came up. I want someone who's never even met Bill.
Never even exchanged numbers or a handshake with Bill Belichick.
Never passed him in a hallway.
And, like, knows how to call offensive plays. Like, that's desperately what I wanted. And they didn't go that route. And you're like, okay, not my first choice by a long shot. You better pair him up with some really good coordinators. In fact, he probably would have been better suited for an offensive and a defensive coordinator than had maybe been head coaches or at least called plays for multiple years, not two guys basically doing the job for the first time.
No, I think that's fair. Steve is in Fall River. Yeah. How you fixing the Patriots, Steve? Hello?
What do you got?
I got a very simple one for you. You have to have ownership. This is the plan now. You guys have really come up with wish lists.
Yep.
This is the plan.
That's the plan.
The Crafts have to spend $50 million more on the team, and they need to replace the football ops, which is what you've alluded to.
Yep.
This guy Wolf is a holdover. Yep. We need people attached to winning upcoming franchises. And then maybe everything will flow from that with your wish list.
Okay, well, our wish list felt like solutions to me.
Maybe we should have given him 15 seconds. We got to put these guys on the clock, maybe, Nick, because maybe we get these hot. Like, what do you do? How do you fix the Pats?
$50 million.
Well, my clock is 60 seconds. So
$50 million also sounds like a wish list.
Yeah, that's what I think.
They're all the same thing.
Yeah,
you just call them different things. $50 million is our plan.
$50 million in new football ops. I feel like we check some of those boxes.
Ben Johnson is going to get a ton of money by somebody.
Yeah,
so if you're going to get him,
he might eat up most of your $50 million.
Right.
Not for this year, but he's probably getting.
No, but overall, his contract would be over $50 million.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember Josh's plan again. Josh's plan was he liked Keith's plan better.
Keith's plan was good. Yep. New wideouts. Now, more and more people want Elliott Wolf just out, which I'm fine with. I just think that job.
Pick one.
That's kind of tricky.
One goes, Mayo or Wolf?
Mayo.
I think
there's more of an impact if you have a new coach.
So, I mean, it's close. Neither one's very good at their job.
Because I also think Robert Kraft stands in the way of Elliott Wolf more than he would Mayo. I think when he picks Mayo, he's like, you're the head coach, coach the team. When he picks Wolf, he's like, well, we're not going to go that much for that guy, or we can't go that far. You know, like, I think Elliott Wolf has more standing in his way from doing a great job than Jerod Mayo does.
Yes. Early returns, by the way, in the show poll Brian put up. It is 54% in favor of the Jones plan.
Man. Well, that's because you have the uniform thing, which was smart.
You think that
Kraft's not on TV.
Playing to my base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burning down the lighthouse. Smart. You had like a lot of good ones there at the end.
Yeah, I was throwing red meat to the base is what
you know
I was
what
doing.
Also
I was firing up my voting base.
And the way my brain works, I bet a lot of other people's brain is the same way. I went first. Yep. Jones went second. People already forgot my plan.
Gotta be honest.
Recency bias.
That was part of my plan in wanting to go second.
Smart.
Let's play them in reverse order when we come back at noon. At high noon.
We'll play them again, but play mine second.
Play
I bet I'll shoot up the
you're
voting.
Gonna skyrocket.
Yep.
That's you're gonna fire up to the sun, which is what I was doing with Jalen Polk. On Michael Penix and the Falcons, we've been talking about this now for a few weeks. You could see it coming with Kirk Cousins.
Cousins has been real bad.
He was going to get benched. He went a month without throwing a touchdown. It was zero touchdowns against eight picks. He did throw a touchdown the other night, but the Falcons barely beat the Raiders. He's benched after a win, Keith.
Yeah, but it was like a gross win, and like there's no time like the present. They're still trying to make the playoffs.
So let me tell you, the Falcons were propped up as like the plan for developing a young quarterback. They signed Kirk Cousins, who could play in the meantime. They drafted a quarterback highly. They were going to have him sit. I hate that plan. I've always hated that plan. I'm bringing in my quarterback when I'm drafting him that highly.
They drafted him so high.
Eight?
Yeah, Michael Penix was the eighth pick.
When you're drafting him eighth overall, you're drafting in the first round. I'm bringing that guy into play in most cases. And look, Caleb Williams I never really believed in, but I would have played him week one. I think he has not looked great as the season's gone along.
No.
Jaden Daniels played week one. Phenomenal.
Yep.
Drake May should have played week one. I think we've learned that.
Bo Nix, baby.
Played week one. The Broncos are 9-5.
Playoff team.
The Falcons decided to throw a bunch of money at Kirk Cousins. They probably should have been playing Michael Penix right from the start.
Well, if they liked him that much, to your point, because I didn't love Michael Penix, but if they liked him to the point where they thought he was going to be a top 10 pick, even after giving Kirk Cousins all that money, like, no. I mean, you should have played him. Now, I don't know what it looked like either. Like, during camp here, we were following it so closely. Drake May was playing better than Brissett. Even the head coach said so. he said it before the. So I don't know if that was the case in Atlanta. Like, I bet
good point.
Cousins is a lot better than Brissett.
I don't know how. Yeah, that's true. And Cousins is a statue now. Like, he can't move. But Penix,
sad.
Penix is not Jaden Daniels or even Drake May.
No. He's going to stand back and throw.
He's pretty stationary. Yeah. And I don't know how he was doing in training camp and preseason games. I know he had some mop-up duty a couple of weeks ago. I don't know that, Keith. You're right. But if you like him so much and you're taking him in the top 10,
that's
and people
were
shocked where you took him,
yeah,
that guy should start week one. And so the idea of letting your quarterback sit and develop, it's taken a big, fat, giant L this year.
Oh, my God.
This quarterback class is proving you can play your rookie right away. And two of those teams are going to the playoffs.
Two are in the playoffs.
Michael Penix can still get to the playoffs.
Penix has a chance. You could argue maybe if they went to him sooner. I mean, we'll see how he does. But, yeah, I definitely would have.
Caleb Williams ain't going there. Drake May ain't going there.
No.
I don't know if J.J. McCarthy were healthy. That Vikings team is way better than I thought.
Yeah, they're nasty. But I think Kevin O'Connell's one of these QB whisperers. And look how good Kirk Cousins looks. And look how good Sam Darnold looks. I bet he could get something out of J.J. McCarthy, who I also don't love.
Out of the rookies this year, first-round rookies, two are going to the playoffs. A third could get there and save their season.
Mm-hmm.
Three look great.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Williams, jury's out. I don't love it.
No.
And we'll see with Michael Penix.
Right.
But there you go on that. Let's go to Frankie and Saugus. More Patriots plans. Hello, Frankie.
Hey, how are you guys? Listen, what are the biggest problems? Well, I think one of the biggest problems we have this year with the Patriots is the defense. And one way to defense and leadership, one way to fix that is getting Micah Parsons.
Okay. How about Micah Parsons?
I love it. Yeah, hell yeah.
I love Nick Bolton on the Chiefs. I want like a winning player, but he is not a pass rusher. I mean, he is
Micah Parsons. Get you the quarterback.
He is a second level defender. Yeah. I thought about prioritizing a pass rusher, but I want a leader in the middle of the defense. I like a champion like Nick Bolton, and I also want to prioritize somebody across from Gonzo in the secondary, which is I went DJ Reed in free agency. But Micah Parsons would be awesome.
Yeah.
What's he cost you?
Good question. I mean,
probably not a first, right?
Players never go for as much as I think they should. So, yeah, maybe a second-round pick.
Second-rounder, and you got to pay him?
Yeah.
And you got to pay him through the nose? Probably something like that.
Do it.
Okay.
I think you still got a lot left in the tank.
I'm still using a second-rounder on a wide receiver.
See, that's why I go T. Higgins, Travis Hunter, Micah Parsons. Now, I'm also not.
Yeah, are you co-opting Micah Parsons as part of the Keith plan?
Throw him on there. Throw him on there at the end. It was what was unsaid. It was in the deleted scenes.
It was implied.
Yeah, extended cut. My two-minute plan involved Micah Parsons. Because I also don't mind, because you're a little bit behind the eight ball here.
Yeah.
And you want to maximize the Drake May time. I'm not opposed to, if you really like a guy, trading next year's one to get back into this year's one and be like, all right, we're going in now. Like, so we're giving you a receiver and a lineman now. We're not being like, well, year three for Drake May is when we get the receiver.
No.
You need these guys now.
We are doing it now.
Yep.
So our plans are up on social media, at Jones, W-E-E-I, at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can seek those out. We'll play them again later on in the program. It is a Celtics Wednesday. We're going to talk to Terp at 11 o'clock. We have plans to fix the NBA. We're fixing stuff today, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
We're doers, is what we are.
That's it.
Fixing things. Solutions. We are in the solutions business. So some ideas to fix the NBA. Along with all your Patriots plans. There's a lot of you waiting patiently. We'll get to you next.
I love that take from Nick Wright.
Do you really?
I love it.
That's like the old Jermaine Wiggins.
It is.
Four-point field goals and all that stuff ever. That was a journey.
Yeah, but that was rewarding weenie kickers.
Right.
This is rewarding
dunks,
athleticism, and the reason you tune in. Like
DeAndre Jordan would average 50 points a game.
Namus Keita is now leading the league in scoring.
Dominant. Time Lord? Get Time Lord back here!
Oh, my God.
Get him back!
Bad trade, trading away Time Lord. No, but here, but so.
I understand. So, I understand what he's saying.
You know, the idea of, like, these giant, clunky 7-footers around the hoop. All right, fine. That's not exciting.
Yeah.
But localize it. Because he makes a great point, I think, about Ja Morant and about Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is floating around out on the perimeter. Ja Morant doesn't want to dunk anymore, although.
He did.
Right after he said it.
Yeah.
He, like, double clutch reverse dunked.
It's still part of the
game. On Porzingis' head.
Yeah.
But, like, localize it. Jaylen Brown. Would you rather have Jaylen Brown attacking the rim or floating around by the three-point line?
Stuff and dunks.
Me too.
Yeah.
And so I think that's an interesting take. And if nothing else, I don't think the NBA is going to implement it or anything. If nothing else, we need to have a conversation about the NBA and the product because
I hear you.
It's got a younger base than Major League Baseball. But some of the elements of the game are going the way of Major League Baseball where the product is turning into a tune-out.
Yeah.
And I know Terp vehemently disagrees. We do our Celtics Wednesdays with Terp.
We'll put him in the hot seat coming up.
We're going to put him in the hot seat. His plan to fix the NBA.
Let's do it.
Okay? And we'll give you ours as well coming up. But in the meantime, we have a lot of you waiting patiently with your solutions to fix the Patriots.
Heads up. This is what we're going to do now, because we got a whole bunch of people that want to talk about it. We got Terp coming up at 11. So we're getting the how to fix the Patriots. Jones and I each broke down a 60-second plan. We are going to give everybody on the line a 30-second opportunity for their plan.
Where we're laying ticker. Out for the full 30?
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I mean, keep your mic on.
I want that.
Don't wander down the hallway. Like, stay here. But we're going to go 30 seconds. You pick anybody. Nick will fire up the clock. So you have 30 seconds. Right. To fix the Patriots, let's get it ripping.
Okay, Chris in the truck, you're on the clock. Go ahead.
Hey boys, great show. You guys go together like lamb and tuna fish. I'll tell you that. My plan's easy. Obviously, pay whatever you can to get Ben Johnson and fire Gerard Mayo within the hour, and Travis Hunter for sure. Thank you, boys.
Didn't even need the 30 second. Didn't even need it.
That's effectively the Keefe plan.
How do you like that?
Which, by the way, at last check, Keefe had nosed in front. 51-49.
Woo!
I don't love it.
Pretty good.
Keefe's back in front. We go together like lamb and tuna fish.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you. You have 30 seconds, but if you don't want, you can go ahead and pull the ripcord. No, that's fine. Make room for somebody else.
You know what? Sometimes you don't even need the full 30 seconds.
For sure not.
We've all been there.
Been a long time.
Brock is in Middleborough. What's your plan for the Patriots? Hello.
My plan is about Drake May. You target T. Higgins. You trade down this round a little bit and trade next year's first round. You take the first two linemen, offensive linemen off the board.
BHA.
The coach you put with him is Gruden, whether he's the offensive coordinator or the head coach, and you spend the rest of the money on defense. You got to use who you have with the receivers and the two running backs you already got.
All right, so John Gruden. Yeah, that's the first John Gruden call I think we've gotten to fix the Pats.
We've gotten a lot of overlap on these calls. John Gruden was at least a new idea.
Where do you stand on Gruden? You bringing him in?
What's his buyout at Barstool?
What are his emails looking like? His emails got him fired. Although that was a different time.
Yeah.
I feel like now some of the things he said in the emails, people might be like, that was an old time.
Yeah.
Right? When those came out, that was running a little hot. That was also a very strange thing. Hey, we're looking into the Commanders and how bad of an owner Snyder is. Yeah, you guys should fire John Gruden.
Yeah.
You see these emails?
Gruden's clearly the bad guy.
Fire him.
Matt in Charlestown, you're on the clock. Hello, Matt.
Here we go. 30 seconds, Matt. Fix the pass.
Hey, I love my 30 seconds. First of all, I want to say you guys are awesome. Let me just tell you something. You guys are bringing back the 10 o'clock hour.
We are.
Stop stalling. Get to your plan.
No, it's a great plan.
Stop
I love this
stalling.
Plan.
Hey, I love it. I got my solution for the Patriots. You ready?
Yes.
A coachless team. We don't need coaches. Let everybody play at once. Who cares?
Drake May, player coach. I don't hate it.
Stalled for 20 seconds and then repeated the same point four times.
He didn't stall.
He stalled.
He was complimenting.
That was part of his plan, Keith.
Was to compliment us?
Yes.
Coachless team. No coach.
All right.
Don't have a coach.
Look, it was a good start. It was not.
I'll see you guys later. Have a great holiday.
Wasn't my favorite play.
That's all right. 30 seconds is tough.
Okay, I think we got time for two more here.
Yeah, hell yeah, let's go.
John's in Rhode Island. Hello, John.
Hey, guys, love the show. First of all, I don't want the Patriots to touch a receiver in the Jets. So you take your 103, you trade it to the Jets for Garrett Wilson. Travis Hunter might be a clown show. Fits well with the Jets. You sign T. Higgins, Bobby Slowick's your head coach, and you every other Jets that goes to the offensive line. Thank you.
All right, so Bobby Slowick, offensive coordinator from the Houston Texans.
Bobby Slowick, Garrett Wilson, T. Higgins, everything else on the offensive line. I love Garrett Wilson. I'm not trading the third pick for him.
All right. No, that's too high.
That's a lot.
I don't think you'd he's very good. I don't think you'd have to do that.
Third pick?
That's too much.
Okay, but Garrett Wilson and T. Higgins,
Bobby
I like
Slowick
that.
Bobby Slowick or over Jerod Mayo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not – I was very high on him last offseason. Not as high as Shine, but I liked him.
Is this Big Head Tony?
This is Big Head Tony in West Springfield. What's your plan, Tony?
My head's so big, my entire face is my chin. Yeah, no, No, so I think Kraft had this planned all along where he's going to take the high picks and then he maybe hopefully spend some money. But the bottom line is you got a rookie quarterback with a rookie coach and there's no experience around him. So my way to fix the Patriots, get some veterans on the line, get some veterans in the team wherever, get some people that have done this before and have failed in heaven.
He wasted his time. It was a good joke. But he burned up a little bit of clock there.
Listen, I don't fault anybody for starting with a joke. You're trying to get everybody on your side.
And especially Big Head Tony.
It's like a best man speech.
You got to
play
the
hits. Couple zingers. Yeah. Then you get into the rest of it. The meat and potatoes of the plan.
Giant head joke.
Yep.
My whole head's a chin.
Yeah.
Bring in some veterans.
Not
that was
bad.
Tony's plan. Okay, good.
I think
this is a success.
It was a wild success. Yeah. I think what's great about it is it's not the same plan. Everybody's got a different plan, but you know what none of them have?
A lot of people have to hear. None of them have mayo.
None of them have mayo.
Everybody's first point was pretty much get rid of mayo.
Oh, some of you call. Wiggy would be good at the 60-second thing. Get him ripping ideas.
Honestly, maybe
we should probably call Wiggy.
Let's line up Wiggy. Give Wiggy some heads up.
Yeah.
We want Wiggy, before the show's over.
A 60-second plan from Wiggy.
Jermaine Wiggins' 60-second plan to fix the Patriots.
I think we need it.
And we'll put him on the clock.
Yep.
We should get, if we can, let's line that up.
That'd be good.
That's a great idea by the text line. 617-779-7937. More Patriots plans. It's also a Celtics Wednesday. Let's fix the NBA with Terp next.